Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Joe, we'll send it right back.
All right, Woody, thank you. Man, fired up about tonight, Thursday night football. Boy, I don't know if you can handpick, obviously, starting a season would be the best situation, but that only goes to Thursday night football. Kick it off is when you win a championship and you get the game at home, which we saw Kansas City win. But this is the second best, man. You don't want these Thursday night football games down the road. The commissioner can say, oh, it's great. You get Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. The players love it. And I was watching the commissioner's nose grow a little bit while he was saying that. And by the way, I mean, he's got to put a positive spin on the Thursday night football Amazon package that he put together for, obviously, for a lot of money. But if you got to play him, and everybody's got to play him, you want to play him early while you are still this healthy. And I know Raheem's out, and I know they've got one of their best players out on defense as well. But look, it's going to be a lot better. Can you imagine what Thursday night football is going to look like? You start playing these in a month, month and a half. You have a whole bunch of guys, man, questionable and doubtful and game time decisions to see whether they're going to play or not. So this is a great time. You got to play this game. Let's play it early. And honestly, it's a great time, especially – with Josh Allen playing a lot of new receivers, and if you've watched it and if you had a chance to watch it against Arizona, he's not heavy dosing any one receiver with a lot of targets. I mean, he spread it out. Four or five different wide receivers, both as tight ends, only caught one pass each, by the way. Kind of weird. Everybody talks about how good Kincaid is, and he is really good. He only had one catch in week one, but they spread it around, and then a heavy dose of Josh Allen, and that usually means, especially when he gets down by the inside the 20, he had 15 touchdowns last year, and a lot of those were inside the red zone. Those aren't long runs, but he will. And by the way, he'll just take a snap and run quarterback sweep. They do that, and I am always blown away because Lamar does it from time to time too, and I get it because people may disagree, but I think they're the two best running quarterbacks, and I know there are guys that have better numbers than Josh as far as running, but, man, he is. Jalen Hurts, another one, gets a lot of touchdowns running the football, but, man, he is he gets violent down there, and he'll go over the top or – he'll try to bounce off guys and dip his shoulder and everything. I keep saying this. I don't know how long these two guys are going to last, Lamar and Josh Allen, because you're going against the best tacklers, and sooner or later you're going to get hit. And that hit you've taken many, many times, or that cut you've made, or, you know, going over the top and you've been able to get up and feel it a little bit, but nothing's really injured. Sooner or later, man, it will catch up to you. But saying that, so far, Lamar has stayed pretty healthy, and he's a lot smaller guy, by the way. Lamar is a lot smaller. Lost some weight in the offseason, too. But Josh is a big dude, man, 240-pound guy that, I mean, he was like, oh, we got to check it for like a day, right, his hand. And then they were like, he's playing. They came like, he's playing. And they showed it, you know, his hand, his other hand, not his throwing hand, but his other hand, and showed him all, had it all wrapped up and out throwing at practice. So, yeah, I think everybody's looking forward to this Tua and Josh Allen matchup tonight and see what it's going to look like. And
does Tua have to do anything specifically for you tonight? And, again, this goes back to beating a good team, right? And He didn't get over 200 yards in Week 18 when they played.
No, he did. He's got thrown for more than that.
Damn near 400 yards.
We have not had great success when he throws for under 200 yards.
Well, if that happens, I think they'll lose the game.
Yeah,
for sure. But
I expect
he have to have a big game tonight for you.
Like, I think he's got to. I think he's always got to have a good game.
The contract, is that a national narrative? Like, because you know they had that on ESPN for a while now. We don't get ESPN here anymore, but
yeah, it is weird.
Yeah, we're blacked out because we have DirecTV.
We got NFL Network still on in business. We got MLB Network still in business, and we have Fox Sports in business.
We're out of the Disney family.
Yeah, we're out of the Disney family. But see, it is kind of weird because I called Jeff and I'm working right now. I go, oh man, I didn't, and I realize, oh man, I'm sorry.
We can't see anymore.
Yeah, I can't
see
you, brother.
We're part of the dispute.
Cannot see. All right,
the fight. But does he have to put up 300 yards tonight?
Your point. No. Let's get to your original point.
A lot of money.
He's got to be
to deliver in these kinds of games. I think right.
Yeah, he's got to be a big part of beating the best teams, and this is one of the best teams. So look, these numbers are out there; they're not going away. Perk just beats the crap out of him. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel with our record against playoff teams, and it hasn't been good. It hasn't been good. They're aware of it. It hasn't been good. And the numbers drop way off. Points per game, passing yards. They drop off against, the Kansas Cities and the Baltimores and the Buffaloes. And so some of those teams you're not playing this year. But when you do play them, and I know we got San Francisco, that's going to be a sexy game we have here. He needs to win them and starts tonight, man. I just think, honestly, for all this talk, you can't do anything about December and January and September. But the one thing is people are going to be watching, and if you lose this game and the numbers aren't good, tomorrow will be how the Dolphins play against the best teams. It'll start right back up. No question about it, Woody, to your point. And I think it always starts with Tua offensively. Now, if the defense gives up 30-something points tonight, it changes. But listen, I played. There's going to be games where you got to win in a shootout. There are going to be games. Josh just had one, right? Arizona jumps out in them, and he had to go score in the 30s. He had to have a big game. They had to come back and win that game. So, with big numbers, there's going to be some games that Tua looks at those guys on offense and says, hey, man, we're struggling on the other side of the ball. We got to go out and score. We've got to put up some extra touchdowns tonight. But very fair. Very fair, and it starts with this. More than anybody else. See, like, you're not playing Baltimore, you're not playing Kansas City this year. Now, we'll see what happens if the playoffs. But in the regular season, you're not playing those teams. So the team you are going to play every year twice is the team you're playing tonight. You get them once at home tonight. Then you got to play them here in month and a half on the road. So, yeah, this is boy, if you're going to a game tonight and you don't mind being a little tired in the morning or you got your patience pills getting out of the stadium tonight, this is a game you want to go to. I get why. Hey, man, I get you're calling me for tickets. I do. I don't have any, but I get it because this has been the team now. As soon as Tom Brady left, Josh Allen stepped in and goes, we'll take it. We're kind of wondering when Tom Brady left, like what was going to happen. And so far, it's been the Buffalo Bills.
Well, I thought we were going to have a chance to jump in there. Remember that?
We did.
By the way, Victor tells me that Vivid Seats is projecting 44% of the fans tonight will be Buffalo fans.
I know. There will be.
That's the secondary market there.
So I will say this, and Vic, thank you. I'm still trying, outside of Jim Kelly, like being a Canes fan and a Buffalo Bills fan, I the Vic thing is always.
Yeah.
He's a huge Buffalo fan. So yeah,
it feels a little fraudulent.
But I will say this, driving in last year, at the end of the year when they came down and beat us in that last regular season game, that's the most fans, Buffalo Bills fans, I've seen in a long, long time. They travel. They travel. They've They have got one hell for a team that we were wondering. Remember when they were talking about moving to Toronto and they're going to play half their games in Toronto and the real wealthy guy from Canada was going to buy it and move it and the whole deal, right? Do you remember that? We played a freezing game in Toronto. It was indoors, but getting there was a cold one in Toronto. And I thought, man, that market, there's not enough business. It was run down. Buffalo was in bad shape. All the big corporate dollars were gone. It wasn't a good market for the NFL. And then they got their second wind. Now they're getting a new stadium. They got the one piece everybody's looking to get, the Josh Allen piece, you know, which guy's going to be around for a while, man. He's still in his 20s. And they're rolling. No more talk of Toronto. Hell, they don't even play that one game. Remember they used to play at least one game in Toronto? We had that game there. That's gone now. They just totally, here, just keep your Canadian football. Remember how they thought all the Buffalo Bills fans were going to go to Toronto too? I just was thinking about that. And they go, no, we're not going to Toronto. I know it's not that far away, but we're not going. We want our frigging games here. We know what you're doing. And we're not going to help you. We're not going to start going to those games so you can think that everybody from Buffalo now is going to take the party to Toronto. We're not. And that market's kind of, I don't know about Jacksonville. It looks like Jacksonville's getting something. Aren't they getting done, big renovations done in Jacksonville and their stadium too?
That guy's got a lot of money though, right?
I think everybody that owns a team in the NFL is in good shape. We don't have the Marlins situation where you got 42 partners. And
well, the Bengals.
I'm just telling you, man. And a great example is our hockey team, our basketball team, our football team, and hell, even our friggin' soccer team, the Moss Brothers.
What a good owner can do.
Yeah. No, guys that are worth billions of dollars.
The only team I could think of is the Bengals seem to have trouble paying their guys.
Yeah, but
couldn't figure it out with Jamar.
You know, he can. They, you know, they're a little old school doing stuff up there. They better get rolling though. All right, we got to go to break here, Woody. You just keep my head spinning in the morning, man, with all the stuff we've got going on today. We got plenty more to get to here this morning. As Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network will join us early 8 o'clock hour, and Baldy's going to join us, and we're hoping to get Jim Kelly. When he gets off his plane this morning as well from the Hall of Fame class and the part of the greatest quarterback class in the history of the NFL. I believe it's considered number one, isn't it? The 83 class? What a class that was, man. What a class that was. Speaking of just class in general, like a lot of class, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, man. I love those guys. I really do. Hey, I want to talk to you about broken promises for a second here this morning. Have you been injured in an accident and hired a law firm that makes promises and they haven't been able to keep them? You're not alone. You can always make a change, though. Call Cohen and Judah for a free second opinion on your injury case. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, with all that experience, more than 30 years each in plantation. And I will just tell you, man, nobody's going to outwork those guys and nobody's going to give you the personal touch like those guys. Yes, the partners, Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys, implantation, who handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back. Go to CohenandJudah.com and read the reviews, partners who you can always reach and always get a hold of, even on the weekends. Injuries caused by negligence of others. Go to CohenandJudah.com. Learn more about them. 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. Listen, man, part of this business, no matter what you do, it's about great communication. And Harvey and Gary, they're on top of it, man. Remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. They do it. Trip and fall, car, truck, or even motorcycle accident or anything else. I know one thing. You can trust two guys going to work their butt off with great communication skills and work ethic to get it done for you. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah.
Couple things for you here. Let's start with weather, brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866 866- 954 more. It's 83 degrees. Going to peak at 89. Thunderstorms are possible after 2 o'clock today. You know, it was funny.
Just get them done. Let them go from 2 to like 5 or 6 and get them out of there.
So I got a call yesterday. Butch Estes, you know, coach at basketball coach at Barry.
Yeah.
He called me right at noon. And he goes, you know, you were right today on your forecast. It's raining. You know, it's noon. You said noon, and it's raining. And I don't usually nail those, so I was very, very pleased that I was able to help someone out.
Are you beating
yesterday.
Your chest on a weather report you did?
Isn't that what weathermen do?
No. All right, Julie Durda.
All right, and we have our contest going on. Can I get to that?
Which one?
Contest. This is the Barkey one.
Oh, I didn't know if you're Shohei Ohtani's coming to town for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Dodgers are in town, and my man is getting real close to 50-50. It could happen here.
Well, I can't arrange a meeting with Ohtani, but we can arrange a meeting here with a chance to win a photo op and autograph. Stanley Cup champions Alexander Barkov and Dmitry Kulikov. Does that work for you?
That works. When is that, Woody?
That is courtesy of our friends at Hollywood Collectibles for your chance to win here, Joe. All right, here you go. Text the word Stanley to 20357. That is Stanley, you know, because they won the Stanley Cup, the 20357.
I didn't think somebody named Stanley was on the team.
If you don't win, you can purchase tickets, HollywoodCollectibles.com. Hollywood Collectibles is located on Sterling Road in Dania Beach. And we will...
When is that thing, though? When are those guys going to be there?
I'll let you know in a second, Joe. We will we'll keep that...
will you just shut up, Joe? Dude. Just shut up so I can do this.
I was trying to get around that, but we're doing the giveaway up until... up until Friday that I do.
Okay.
Know. Well, now, all right. Now, you know what? Now we're gonna spend the next 10 minutes going through everything Hollywood Collectibles has going on here. You ready? You jerk. They got tomorrow at 6 o'clock, Sam Reinhart. Saturday,
really?
At 11 a.m., they got Barkey. Kulikov is Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Wow. This is good stuff. Big Bob's coming?
It does say sold out next to his name, so maybe you can call and negotiate. September 15th, that's Sunday at 11 a.m., and Kyle Okposo on October 7th at 6 p.m.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, Sam Reinhart had a great, great season.
Yes, he did.
And by the way, how about the way it ended? His goal ends up being... I mean, that was just a dream season, goals that he had. And then on top of that, remember the whole thing at the parade? And he's not here, and people are kind of freaking out. He wasn't there. And then a video comes out before, actually, but I didn't see it. The video came out, said, hey, man, don't read into it too much. I got to go to a friend's wedding. He was in the wedding. He's going to the wedding. Very loyal to my friend. I'm going. And, like, the next day, he signs. Comes back with, that was a big, big piece of the Panthers having Reinhart come back. And we found out, building a home. That was a good sign, building that home for those guys up in that Boca, area over there on the water towards Fort Lauderdale. A lot of the guys live over there now.
Yeah, I was told by our boss that the Panthers might be swinging by at some point soon here. Maybe your friend Billy Lindsay might be coming around.
With the cup?
I don't think they're bringing the cup, but...
Everybody in town got a picture at the cup, but us.
That's true. That is true. A lot of people did get a picture.
I was talking to O.J. McDuffie. He was one of the guys got up. He got up.
Oh, he got the early
picture,
right?
He stayed up. Remember that? And he got word that those guys were all going to be at...
Well, don't they put it like on display at the arena or something?
I just blanked out. What's the hell the club that everybody goes to? Elbow room, not club, but the beer joint.
Beer joint.
Well, I mean, that's what it is. You sit there in shorts and t-shirts and you throw down beers and check out ladies and do a little guy bonding in there. Combination. That place never.
Beer joint or bar, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
And by the way, it seems to be like every visiting team meet at the elbow room. We're meeting at the elbow room. You know what that elbow room's gonna look? Must have looked like last night.
Don't the Bills fans go?
Yes,
there?
I think it is a big Buffalo Bills place to go. I think you're right. Elbow room. It's amazing. Everybody knows friggin' like you just own the elbow room. You got it made. I'd love to know how much beer they pour there. Not that I'm in the beer business anymore. I do used to love
it. You are when
no, I love drinking it, but I'm just
calls for it.
I will drink it or chug it,
bro,
or whatever.
Last time
I was, we
were at that parade, and you didn't shy away from the beers there.
Were you keeping track? You know, you sounded like. That's the one thing that drives me nuts. My wife, when I would drink beer, when we'd be out, I'd go, she'd go, how many did you have? She put me through the test. I go, a couple. She goes, no, you didn't. You had seven. And I go, why'd you ask me?
So I wasn't keeping count, but I will tell you, the more beers you seem to drink, the more that tab just kept just opening up for everyone. Do you need one? Do you need one? Do you need one? I think you like didn't want to drink alone, so.
Well, I just noticed when I was paying for them, everybody all of a sudden got thirsty. Everybody got thirsty at the parade when I got my bill.
Yeah.
My bill.
It's a shame you didn't know the owner. You couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah. I noticed my good buddy never came over and said, I'll pick it up. Is that what you mean? I think I freeloaded so much off him, too. The big bow's like, you could pick this one up on your own there, mister. And buying everybody in the friggin' place a beer.
How crowded was that place,
by
the way?
Oh, that was a great night, man. I was so glad. You don't know when you're going to win these championships, but I do enjoy going to them. I enjoy just the feel of, we don't get them very often around here. And that was fun. That was a lot of fun. And by the way, I think they've sold out. Haven't they sold out like everything now? I think the Panthers are.
I think they have tickets on sale.
They
do? I know that they've sold like everything.
I know opening night is completely sold out.
I would think. Yeah, with the banner and everything.
But
you're right, by the way, though. I don't know when the next championship's going to come. So
we had fun, and I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
And even if
you did, you enjoyed it more than most.
you're a bad guy. I knew it was trouble when I asked your son if he wanted a beer, and he looked at you. I did do that.
Yeah.
And I apologize to you for that. I was joking, though. I wasn't serious.
You were nice. You got him the chicken fingers. You did a good job.
I did that, too.
You're a nice Uncle Joe out there.
Oh, God. We got sidetracked. We got sidetracked, man. We got a lot of stuff going on here.
Someone,
we got
the way,
a big one.
Bills fans took over Hard Rock last night.
Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised.
Apparently, they were out there.
Not surprised. Not surprised. By the way, you go there on a Friday or Saturday night, which we've done for dinner, and the visiting team has a lot of fans usually at Hard Rock, especially the ones that like to do a little gambling while they're in there. And
that place has become like the South Florida hub.
I had to tell you, I'm trying to think of a nice way to tell you. So Hard Rock, the other, was there last Friday night for the kickoff.
Yeah.
Amazing. I told you, 1,500, 1,600, 1,700 Dolphin fans. It was unbelievable. Bud Light was a sponsor. It was between the Dolphins, Bud Light, and Hard Rock.
Is that why you had a few out there, too? I heard about that.
I had a few.
Yeah.
I might have had a few tequilas, too. Maybe I have a drinking problem. Have you noticed that? Maybe
that's
I just
possible.
Have a drinking. I'm Joe Rosen. I have a drinking problem. I'm done.
At least you're willing to admit it.
I'm not. I don't.
Yeah, but you got to fight through, though.
No, I can go without, but like when I get out around everybody, I like to have fun.
Yeah, you loosen up a little. You're good. You're good.
I do like to have fun. I met a lot of cool people. A lot of people just in town for the opener. And by the way, stayed around. A lot of them stayed around, set it up, basically took a week's vacation and stayed for Sunday and going to be at the game tonight. Hell, if you're going to Jacksonville, we might as well stay a few extra days and go to the Buffalo game. And, yes, Vic trying to pee on my damn parade here today. And, yes, there's going to be a lot of Buffalo Bill fans there tonight.
That's okay. They're not all bad.
They're fine. They just
with David texts us. David Weinstein. He's like he invited you to the tailgate. He's
a
big Bills fan.
God,
yeah.
I forgot about that. David's friggin' fan too.
Did you see he was making the rounds with the Tyreek thing? He was doing some stuff about that.
Man, I got to tell you, I hope. I know Tyreek spoke for 13 or 14 minutes yesterday. I'm just looking forward to game day.
Yeah, hopefully things go smoothly out there, right?
Just
everyone can arrive at the stadium.
Well, I'm guessing the team had a little discussion about, you know, everything, and I'm guessing the police have also had some discussions about everything, and maybe we just focus on football today. That'd be kind of cool. Just
that would be nice.
Get the game, and I got to tell you, that will go down. I mean, I'm towards the end in here anyway, but that's by itself. And by the way, we've had some crazy games. I was thinking and going through it. I got a great story. Do you remember Bobby Humphrey? Running back from Alabama was it's going way back.
Okay.
So Coach Shula and Dan Marino are walking out, getting ready to start the game. And Bobby shows up in his street clothes right before the start of the game. And so they, as he's coming in, he was super late, obviously. And Dan Marino goes, he says to Coach Shula, "Boy, we're in great shape. There's our starting running back. Just get here." So we've had some classics. We've had some. I can hear Stu Weinstein getting ready to call me on that one. But yeah,
didn't you have a tough time sometimes finding? Didn't you say you had trouble finding the orange ball?
First couple.
Yeah.
They just sent us on our way, and David Woodley, we're in St. Thomas, and I go, "Dave, you know how to get there, man." They said, "Well, it's not that far." They said, "Just go down 95. We'll see signs." So we're going down to that Bobby Maduro Stadium was there. And I go, "It looks a little small." He goes, "No, I'll bet it's it. Maybe we're just really early. Let's go." So we pulled over to that Bobby Maduro. I don't know if you ever heard it when it was here. And we drove over there. First of all, we're going, "Dave, this is way too small. This is like holds 5 or 6 or 8,000 people." And This is a baseball stadium. So we jump back on, and we had a little trouble finding it the first trip. We struggled a little bit.
Where was the player parking at the Orange Bowl?
With everybody else.
Because there was like no parking at all there.
You park next to – it got where your fans knew where they were, and they get in there. And we got there. You know, they wanted – shoes was big on getting there early. We were next to, "Hey, rough game today." There was no, "God, I'm drunk because of you." I mean, it was the guys, and then we stayed out and drank with fans. Cold beer and sat out, and this fans would come by, and everybody just talked.
It was a better time.
It wasn't a lot of parking on that back there.
Guessing you won't see that in the parking lot.
And the Hernandez family, God bless the Hernandez family across the street, parking. Paid a few extra bucks so you didn't get blocked in. We had that thing down, man. That was nice. These guys are spoiled now, man. They are spoiled. It's a different ball game. Hey, we got to go to break. I know we're running super late, so we'll take a quick break here. We got a lot more stuff coming up here. Adam Beasley will join us early 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him, get an update on the Dolphins and who might be playing tonight and talk about the matchups a little bit. And Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, NFL Network, will join us at 9 o'clock. And we're hoping to have Jim Kelly join us this morning as well. He's coming in town for the game. So stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
And now it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right. We did get a question about this, Joe, about the game tonight being on CBS locally. And it will be on CBS here in South Florida.
So what's the deal? Like, is it if you're a home team or the visiting team?
I believe, if you're the home team. Well, if you're in the game, I guess.
Yeah, then you
gonna
get
be on,
free.
Says ABC station in Buffalo. This is all from Barry Jackson, by the way.
Okay, well, Barry. Listen, Barry. Barry not only covers like 26 teams, but he also knows the media. He does the media stuff, so it's good.
Let's see. He also said Miami Fort Lauderdale viewers gets Jets, Tennessee, Seattle, New England at 1, and then KC and Cincy. I'm guessing everyone's getting KC and Cincy. 4:25. That's going to be the big.
God, it was supposed
game.
To be right, Joe and. That's one
It'll
guy.
Still be okay.
It's one guy that's had success against Mahomes. Has been Joe Burrow, and anyway, Amazon right. Prime.
We jumped to the headlines here, Joe, and one of the top trenders on Twitter yesterday was Shannon Sharpe. He had a rough one.
What happened there? What did he tell me and try to break it down?
Well, he appeared to live broadcast a.
Just say it, Woody.
A banging.
You mean having sex with somebody?
Yeah, he went on Instagram Live, and I don't know, man. I guess, you know, he maybe doesn't know exactly how to use it or something or other. Didn't hang it up right when he was done using it, and he sent that out there to the world.
Yeah, but nobody got to see it.
Luckily,
it
was just, the phone was down.
Heard the sounds.
Yes, there was a lot of sounds. There were some sounds going on.
Getting after it sounds.
Yes, this wasn't like a Jamal Murray situation. Yes, exactly. Right. Sharapova at Wimbledon, yes.
Yeah. Don't say it. Don't say our boy, because if you say it, he's going to be pissed.
Who?
Solana, don't say it. Anyway, go ahead.
I would never do that. You know, I've been banned from that. So the funny part of this is that he posts a message to his thing that says he was hacked, right? And it's like, well, obviously you weren't hacked. Then he came out, this is an unusual one. He came out and he said that one of his like assistants, one of his people that works for him, went rogue and put that on there that he was hacked. And he's like, I admit it. I did it. I, you know, I'm not great at this technology thing. And so at least he came clean there, but no harm done.
Whatever.
We move on.
Yeah.
Still funny though.
It is funny. Nobody saw anything. It's fine. Just hear the sounds a little bit. In the right room. Phone was in the right room.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You don't know how to use these apps. What if we put it on your phone and you were like messing around with it and you left it on live and did something?
And
like
I was
that.
Getting after my wife?
Yeah. How would that go over in the household?
Not good.
No.
That'd be a problem. We've had some watching a game while we were going at it one night, and she didn't think that was very funny. I said something on the radio.
Okay.
She didn't think that was funny, so I'd prefer to just leave that one alone.
All right. We have a little dispute between billionaires here, Joe. Did you see this by any chance? You know, Jeff Bezos is buying another house.
Down here?
Yeah, in Miami Beach. You must know this area where these guys all have these houses.
Why would I know any? I wouldn't know it. I know Star Island.
You don't hang out with these guys?
I know Star Island.
This is Indian Creek.
Oh, Indian Creek's nice. That's Tom.
You know Indian Creek. Yeah.
Tom That's Brady. Norman Brayman. Iglesias used to live there.
Yeah.
I tell you what. Donald Trump's daughter lives there.
Yeah.
And I believe Tom Brady's still building that house there, unless he decided not to.
So Bezos has a house there.
Don Shula had a home there. Okay. I don't know if they're still there or not.
So he wanted to buy another house, I guess, to add to his first house to make like a big compound.
He can. Yeah, he can buy that whole island if he wants.
So we got a lawsuit here, man. Bezos paid $79 million for this house here.
That place is nice, by the way. That thing's a different level. It's got a friggin' golf course on the island.
Yeah. And the guy who was selling the house put it up with a listing price of $85 million. Bezos, who has a net worth of $202 billion, decided he would throw an offer out there for this property, and he offered $79 million. For some reason, the guy selling the house wanted to make sure that it wasn't Bezos who was buying it, right? Because I guess he figured he could take the guy for more money. And he was lied to by the... According to this, he was lied to. They said that it wasn't Bezos that was buying it. It was Bezos. And now he's all upset because he only got $79 million instead of his asking price of $85 million. And he was like, well, if it was Bezos, I would have, you know, taken him for all of it. And so we have a lawsuit here, Joe. Billionaires fighting over land in Indian Creek.
I don't think it's going to hurt him. I don't think it's going to hurt him.
Can you imagine the guy accepts the offer? And then it's like, oh, no, that guy has enough money, like, no go.
I don't know, Woody. By the way, that island, once you get on that island, I tried to track Norman Brayman down one night over some story. That security at the front looked like a military base. Seriously, it was. Yeah.
What did this guy think, though?
I don't know.
Like, what does he, you know, think the buyer is, like, calling Michael Kodzi, hey, do you think I can stretch to 79? I know it's a stretch, but
Woody,
do you think we can get to 79 million?
Woody, like, usually people that live on that island, I mean, that thing, I don't know how that ranks with Star Island and also there's a couple places.
Guy should have remained firm on his asking price.
Whatever.
Should have remained firm.
They'll be fine no matter what.
Speaking Chump of strange, strange asking price here, Joe. The Bengals, fresh off not being able to extend Ja'Marr Chase because of guaranteed money, they got in a little situation with that. They are getting a little heat for charging fans $99 to come and watch the Chiefs and Bengals game. It happens to be in Kansas City. They are charging to come in and watch on the screens there. They say you can get a little walk on the field. There might be some alumni there for some autographs. And they will throw in a $25 Pro Shop gift card.
Ooh, that's a bad look.
That is not a great look.
I'm guessing most of those fans would just prefer, can you keep Ja'Marr here, Chase? We hit on our first-round pick, and we'd really like to keep him. And
I don't think, you know, fans love these, you know, these expensive watch parties, though. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but $99 seems a little steep.
The Brown family, is always going to have the reputation of being really poor, cheap owners.
As long as they keep doing that, it's that's not going to help. Speaking of cheap, Joe, and this will be our final one here for today. So as you see a lot of colleges and, you know, football teams, whatever, they run these little games around the country where you can get sponsored by like a car dealership or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So UM has this where they had a kid, you know, go out on the field and try to kick a field goal. Kid actually had a great kick, by the way, on Saturday. He just missed it right at Hard Rock.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
He had a good kick. Yep. But anyway, so Purdue runs a little promotion here where in 30 seconds you got to kick a 20, 30, and 40-yard field goal. That's hard, right?
Yeah.
The winner, if you win this thing, you were entitled to a 2-year lease on a Chevy. Okay, so Roorman is the dealership in Indianapolis here that was supposed to give this kid hit it, right? He's supposed to give him the car. They emailed him days later and said, you missed it by a few tenths of a second. You did not get the kickoff in time. Oh. We're not going to honor the contest.
Oh.
Not a great look for this dealership, right? Not a very good look for the dealership. So what happens next? Curry Chevy decides that they reached out to the kid and they go, hey, we'll pick up the lease. We got you. And so he's going to get his lease. This dealership looks great. Said the lease is valued around $15,000. Chevy Blazer EV, by the way. Nice car.
Yeah.
So the other dealership picked it up. And
smart move.
Yeah, and the other place looks terrible.
Figure they get enough advertisement and good PR to it was worth it.
They said 0.07 seconds past the timer.
Ooh.
And they did not want to honor the deal. Also, by the way, a burger shop came. Also, AJ's Burgers and Beef said they're going to give the guy free burgers for a year to help his pain and suffering.
It's pretty good. You know what this kind of like? This kind of like last game of the season. And it's a meaningless game. You come up just short of your incentives. And in the old days, the owner would go, no, you were short. He goes, yeah, but I sat out. I had to sit out because we'd already wrapped up home field. Mm-hmm. He goes, I don't care. You're short. You know, one catch, 5 yards.
You got to let these contests, you got to have a little leeway, right?
It's a bad look, Woody.
Yeah. They told
him. Bad look for the little man.
They told him he won at the time, too, so he was all excited, thought that he won.
Bad.
They took his car away, but another dealership stepped up.
Hey, Wood, we got a lot more stuff coming up there. Adam Beasley's going to join us. We'll talk to Bees here at 8:20 this morning, and Baldy will join us. Brian Baldinger at 9 o'clock. We'll talk to him. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about Mike Okotsie, Mr. Mike Okotsie from Choice Mortgage. Yes, sir. Looking to get a mortgage done. That's the man to go to. Boy, I'll tell you what, one of the hottest mortgages going right now for people, this reverse mortgage, more popular than ever. And if you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. And this is what he does, man. 7 days a week, Michael Kotze can help you get that reverse mortgage done in half the time of the big banks, get you the lowest rate, get you the most money. And if you could really use equity in your home, as you get older and get closer to retirement, the reverse mortgage with Mike Okotsie might be the great way for you to go. Also want to tell you about this. First-time home buyer, he's got first-time home buyer rates for you. Fixed rates in the fives right now. That's right. Mike's come up with a really nice program for you. Self-employed and been declined by the banks. Don't worry about it, self-employed. We got you covered too. Michael Kotze of Choice Mortgage has gotten really creative, works his butt off to make sure he's got a program for everybody out there that makes sense, and more importantly, gets done quickly. That's what Michael Kotze does, been doing for 33 years at Choice Mortgage. Really has, Mike, I'm not taking a shot at you, but you really have no life because you really do work all the time. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. 33 years in the business right here in South Florida. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.